real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing it a miss. Slam dunk. Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. Coming up in about, 15, maybe 14 minutes from right now, the head coach of UNI basketball, Ben Jacobson, will be our guest. Trent, let's quickly kind of get into the valley. And Ben Jacobson told us last week, after they had won a couple of games, hey, I think we're finding ourselves here.
Yep.
Well, they played hard, but they scored 50 points. You can't win games scoring 50 points unless you're Virginia and play the kind of defense that Tony Bennett's teams play.
What defensive system does UNI run?
They run similar to what Tony Bennett does.
They run the pack line. They run the exact same thing as Virginia does defensively. So, yes, Jim. We've seen this now for, 12 years of Ben Jacobson? That's how they play.
Yeah.
That's who they are. That's the way that they play basketball. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I watched the game from start to finish, Jimmy B. They played well. They played well, and they had a bad 4 or 5 minute stretch outside of that.
Yes.
They were the only team, and I told you Friday, was anybody going to give as good of a game as you and I did against Loyola? Did it happen?
No.
Nobody played as well. Mm-mm. You and I was right there. What did them in? It was the same thing that really did them in a year ago, and it was a bad start to conference play. They dug themselves a deep hole. By the end, yes, they did pull themselves out, but can't afford to do that. And Coach Jacobson said as much after the game, you can't afford to be 0-5 in league play and try to pull yourselves out, or these are the things that are going to happen. And for you and I now, you do wonder going forward, what different buttons Coach Jacobson's going to push, because in the non-conference, he's pulled a lot of upsets. He schedules an incredibly smart and judicious way. He goes out, he has his team compete against high-level teams, and they beat high-level teams in the past. NC State, an NCAA tournament team, they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They went out there, they went toe-to-toe with Villanova, who for much of this season has been the best team in the country. They were right there with the chance to win that game going into the final 5 minutes. You and I has done that. Now the question is, why are they having these struggles in conference play?
Right.
Why are they being 0-5 two consecutive years? That's what they have to figure out, and maybe a bigger part of that, they got to figure out who's going to be the big guys next year, because Bennett Gook's moving on, Clint Carlson's moving on. They got to find some bodies inside.
I'm with you on that. It's going to be interesting to see what Ben Jacobson does, and we'll get into that with him to try to get that team back on track. I'm sure that after the non-conference schedule that they had, I bet the coaching staff was feeling pretty good about themselves, Trent. They really were.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably felt, hey, listen, we got as good a shot as anybody to be in the Valley Championship game and to have a really good season. And then it just kind of went south on them. And they'd play a game where they'd score 75, and then they'd play a game where they would score 45. They just could never really get off the schneid to really put things together once they got into conference play. Look, you see that a lot of times in non-conference, but when you get into conference play and you're playing all those games and you know those teams pretty well, you generally have a pretty good idea of what you're going to get night in and night out. I don't think the coaching staff did. I'm sure that they were scratching their head.
Another thing, now with the current construction of the MVC, Jim, who's the program that has the bullseye on their back each and every year?
Wow. I don't know if you can say, okay, it's the Ramblers. No, you can't.
It's you and I.
I don't think
it's you and I. You and I is the program.
You think they have the bullseye?
Well, who else would it be? Drake?
I don't think there's a team. I don't think there's a team in the Valley that can be that team. No,
it's you and I.
No, it's
you and I, Jim. You and I is a team that has been in a Sweet 16 more recently than anybody in the Valley.
Yes, they have.
You beat your chest about Creighton. They've never been to a Sweet 16 before.
I'm not beating my chest about Creighton or even Wichita State. But now that those two teams have left, and we saw what the Valley was this year, I don't think that you can say, okay, this team next year is going to be the team that has the bullseye on them. I don't think there is one coming up next season.
But you and I is that team. That is the program that has accomplished by far the most out of anybody in this league. What's left of this current construction? There isn't anybody close, Jimmy B. It's you and I. That's what I'm saying.
What about Valpo? They've made some runs. They weren't in the Valley when they made those runs. And look where they ended up in their first year in the Valley. But, look, I get where you're going, that UNI has a better track record than anybody else currently in the Valley Conference. Mm-hmm. I get that. But my point is that I just don't see a so-called elite team like last year. It's Wichita State and then everybody else.
Sure.
But I just don't see that this coming season.
You're moving the goalposts. That's not what I said.
I am moving the goal. Yes, I am moving the post. Yes,
what,
I am.
What I said is, of the remaining programs in the conference, who has that bullseye? And it's you and I.
Okay.
You mentioned Valpo. They haven't won a game in the NCAA tournament since 1998. A young Trent Connett was running around Osage High School in 1998. They've made two NCAA tournaments the last 15 years. It's not close, Jim. It's not close. Yeah. It's you and I. Now, you and I, they have to find a way to pull themselves. After what happened this year, they have to get better. 16-16 a year ago, 14-16. If they're going to be that program, because that footing, it can go away very quickly. And you can very quickly become an also-ran. And you think of, oh, yeah, Valpo, they used to be good back in the day. Well, I just told you, two NCAA tournaments in 15 years. You and I could be in danger for that. It's not like there is a bunch of D1 recruits living in Cedar Falls, though they are getting one that happens to live there, and the coach's son, a top 70 player, coming in next year, at A.J. Green. But that's what I'm saying, Jim. You have to be careful. And for Ben Jacobson, your recruiting is limited. You don't have the same depth and breadth that some of the other programs have. It's not an easy job, and that's why going way back in the day 25 years ago, Jim, when you and I was brought into the Missouri Valley, and it was snickered at, and it was laughed at, and people were saying, what is the MVC doing bringing this team in the middle of nowhere, Cedar Falls, Iowa, plays in a dome? Why are they bringing them in? Well, they got good coaches, and McDermott, and then Jacobson, and they turned into a good program, but it can very quickly go the other way, and it's just, it's a precarious spot to be in if you're you and I. But I'll tell you one thing, the MVC needs you and I to be good again, because they can't get just by on, oh, hopefully Loyola can tap into the Chicago market and become good. You need a number of good programs, and you and I, they're the program that has the name. They have a brand name. Valpo, similar, though it isn't nearly as good as I just mentioned, they do have a brand name. They need those programs to ascend. You need your big schools. You need Missouri State. You need Illinois State. You need those schools that have 20, 25,000 enrollment. Those big schools to take a step forward if that can happen. I don't think it's the death knell of the MVC, but it's a precarious spot right now.
I'm with you. I think that this is a conference that has, would you say that they don't really have an identity now? Is that fair? Since Creighton and Wichita State are now gone,
I mean,
and they'll be scrambling to get that identity?
What does that mean, though?
Because I think nationally, people were used to seeing Wichita State, and when Creighton was in, Creighton there.
See, this drives me nuts. Wichita, until the last 5 years, they were such an underachiever. Year after year after year, Jim. They went 30 years between, who was it, Antoine Carr?
Livingston. They had Livingston,
Livingston, yeah. They were year after year an underachiever. Wichita has not been a great program over the last 30 years. It's been over 5 years. That's it. Creighton, I told you, they've never been to a Sweet 16. The MVC, we heard the same thing when Tulsa left. We heard the same thing way back in the day when Memphis and Louisville left. And that never again can the MVC, I just don't think it's this death knell that you want to make it out to be, Jimmy B.
I'm not making it a death nail. I'm just saying.
You've said on this show that they'll never get multiple teams in, and I told you were wrong there.
I just don't think that that's going to be the case here for a while. I really don't. I think that somebody is going to have to resurrect themselves as the so-called big dog, and then they're going to have a solid challenger and then knock off that big dog in the championship game in order to get two teams in. That's just the way that I see it.
And that's the way it's been. That's the way that it's been before Wichita left. It's the same thing.
Well, yes, but for those 5 years that Wichita was there, you knew where they were. Right now, with the teams that are there and with you and I being down with what has happened here. People are across the country are going to scratch their heads. What conference does Loyola play in? Where you knew where Wichita played. That's the point I'm getting to. I'm not talking local here. I'm talking on a national perspective. So that was my point, is in the last 5 or 6 years that we discussed Wichita State, they set the standard. Now I think the Valley has to find somebody who's in the Valley right now who can be that next standard bearer. I don't know if that's going to take place, Trent. That's my point.
Gotcha. Let's talk to Ben Jacobson. He's coming up next.
Okay.
Talking to the head man from the UNI Panthers. He'll join us here. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them, yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Sponsored by Cece's. Now at Cece's, New York-style pizzas and new cheesecake brownies. On the buffet for just $5 and change for a limited time. Only at Cece's. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply.
Sandler training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapworth, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance. And the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop?
Chicken.
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, back with you. 5 o'clock hour continues on. Ben Jacobson, you and I head coach, efforting to reach the coach right now, Jimmy B. I'll keep working on that and see if we could grab him for a couple of minutes. But as we go through here, and we talked a lot of MVC, what are you looking forward to tonight? We get a couple of title games. Metro Athletic Conference, that do anything for you this evening? Iona, the team that always annoys me because I think it's Iowa when they pop up on the screen, and then it's Iona in that one. And then later on, it'll be another guy with some Iowa connections, Steve Forbes in East Tennessee. They go up against UNC Greensboro, Fran McCaffrey's old team. Look at all these Iowa connections tonight.
I see it right now. I mean, it's right in front of me as I look here on my handy-dandy iPad. Look, these games are always fun because these are schools, Trent, that we don't take a good look at until we get to this time of the year. So, I mean, can you name star players for East Tennessee State or for UNCG? I can't, but I'll know who they are when I watch them tonight and make my notes about them for the upcoming NCAA tournament. And then later tonight, it's San Francisco, Gonzaga, and you figure the Zags are going to handle the Dons. And then BYU and St. Mary's is the late game. That's a monster game for St. Mary's because a lot of people, because of the bad non-conference schedule that they played, are now thinking that, boy, they got to get to the conference final again against Gonzaga. And if they get upset by BYU, they will not get in.
I watched a lot of their game against Pepperdine two nights ago, that was, I guess, Saturday night, as it was the last game of the night. And I was playing well on my numbers that I throw out there, Jimmy B. So I took a fire at the Waves, and I was feeling good, and wow, they covered. So that was very good for me. But, you know, St. Mary's, Randy Bennett has built a really good program. And
he has.
You know, the players that have gone through there, you know, they had all the foreign guys for a couple of years. And
Matthew Dellavedova, yeah, guys like that. Patty Mills,
He's collected a lot of talent there, but this is a continued issue for St. Mary's. I heard, I want to say it was about a month ago, and it was a national commentator talking about St. Mary's and how year after year they put themselves in this spot. Do you know they had an opportunity to play a home-and-home or even two neutral site games with Rhode Island? Your boy Danny Hurley. Made the call to Randy Bennett and said, hey, look, we're both going to have good teams this year. We're both coming from mid-major conferences. We need all the help we can get in the non-conference. And he gave them two options, either strictly a home-and-home, one in Kingston, one back in, where in God's name do they play in California? What's the name of that town?
Moraga, thank California. You, thank you. Yes.
Either that or even a neutral site game, you know, somewhere in the Bay Area, somewhere around there. And he's just said no. I mean, these.
Wow.
And that's why, much like a year ago, Jim, I think you remember, we just had an argument about the MVC. I like when the MVC gets multiple teams in. I think it's It's a good conference in many years. It's deserving of having multiple teams in. And Illinois State, I still believe, was a good enough team to get
last
in.
Last year?
But here's the problem that I had last year with Coach Mueller. He knew he had a very talented team, and there was a lot of talent on that squad. He knew that going into the year, and he didn't schedule well enough. I know it's difficult at the mid-major level, and not everybody can do what Gonzaga can do, obviously. Not everybody can even do what Northern Iowa can do in the non-conference. But when you have a team like that, you want to play a home-and-home. MVC teams continually say they believe that they have built themselves into a conference where they shouldn't have to play one-off games, or they should play two-for-ones. They believe that they should be able to get one-for-ones. I get that, but when you have a good team, you just got to bite the bullet. You got to say, this isn't what we want to do. This isn't what we're going to build our program upon, but you have to do that. And same thing, if St. Mary's is left out, if they get beat by BYU or even Gonzaga in the championship and is left out, I am not going to shed a tear for St. Mary's. That program is good enough that they can schedule good enough to get by in the non-conference and then playing in the WCC. The teams that I get upset by are the teams that do schedule well, and they go out and they do compete, and then those teams are left out. That's what I have a problem with. So you won't see me complain about Illinois State last year, and you won't hear me St. Mary's this year because the opportunities were there. It was just coaches, this is the way we always do it.
Yeah.
It's gonna. It very well could bite St. Mary's if they don't win the auto bid again this year.
I'm with you on that. Look, I think that you, I know you get all upset because of, it's not just this past year, but the last few years that you and I have worked together, you hate it the way McCaffrey schedules Iowa's night.
And it's not just McCaffrey. Nebraska went through the exact same thing this year.
Yes, they did.
And people,
yeah, they did.
How could you be 13-5, even in a down year, how could you be? Well, here's the reason. You don't smell as smart. And the other part, Nebraska played in a pretty good exempt tournament. They played Kansas. They got Kansas to come in. You look at that schedule. They had their matchup in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Should be good enough, right? But when you don't schedule smart and you play these bottom-rung teams, this is what happens. And if we're going to keep playing the system, and yes, they changed. It's now a quadrant system now. So it's not just wins against the top 50. It's this quadrant system they came up to. But Jimmy B., what are the numbers that they derive and they go upon to get wins against the different quadrants? It's the RPI. It's still the same RPI system, and if you're going to do it, play the game. I don't know why there's some coaches that are just, no, this is the way we're going to do it. And our bye games, I don't care if it's against Alcorn State. Well, that doesn't make sense. You know what's better for you, Jimmy B? And the Mountain West did this for a few years and turned out to get a lot of tournament teams because of it. Instead of playing teams from the SWAC and the MEAC and these garbage conferences that year after year after year are terrible, instead of doing that, you bring in Wartburg. Seriously, bring in Wartburg, because that is not going to hurt your RPI. You'll still get your guaranteed gate. You'll still get to put it together for your home schedule. And you know what? Actually, probably more people would be interested in watching Wartburg make their way to Carver or make their way over to play in Lincoln or at Iowa State than they would be for these bottom-of-the-rung D1 teams. But people don't want to do it. I don't know why, but if you're going to play the system, and this is the system in place, more coaches, give me a call. I'm available, Jimmy B. Once we get through basketball season, summer's a little bit more quiet. I got plenty of team to help any coach out as it pertains to scheduling.
You are the self-described czar of non-conference scheduling.
That's right.
So, yes, I know. And look, it's one of your pet peeves. You've gone off on it on Iowa constantly. And you're right about what St. Mary's does right now as well, about what happened with Nebraska the same way. And, you know, it's a crapshoot. Now, if you're Michigan State and you play a lousy non-con schedule, well, your basketball history is good enough. It's going to get you into the dance. But other schools, they just can't do that, Trent, and you're absolutely right.
One thing, and it doesn't look like we're going to get Coach Jake today, but we'll try him maybe later in the week. You know, this is the end of an era. This will be the first time in his career, 12 years, that there will not be a cook on the roster going into next season.
That's incredible. That really is. When you think about it, that is incredible.
parents put on a lot of miles, I think, on their vehicles making the drive home from Wisconsin and making their way to Cedar Falls and across the valley landscape. Well, we come back on the other side. Going to kick Brinson aside. I'm sick of yelling at you, Brinson. I'm going to yell at Wolfgang for a while. How do you?
I don't blame you.
All right.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. You and Wolf yell at each other.
Yeah, that sounds good. Jimmy B and TC will take you up until 6 o'clock tonight here on the Big Talkers 1700.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
The day for everyone to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's, on Merle Hay Road.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Welcome to Ankeny's greatest new neighborhood restaurant, where everything is fresh and local. It's the Fletcher, full-service kitchen and bar. The Fletcher is the ideal place to grab lunch with colleagues, dinner with the family, or a craft beer and cocktail with friends, or a date on the patio. Rustic and contemporary influences collide, and the menu combines the very best comfort food with the latest food trends. Fresh salads, hand-tossed pizzas, juicy burgers, and classics from their smokehouse selection, like pork chops, ribs, chicken, prime rib, and steaks. You'll discover an amazing atmosphere and ambiance at the Fletcher and feel right at home. Two private dining rooms, great for private parties and celebrations, and catering as well for your convenience. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch and dinner, with live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and a terrific brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sundays. Located in Ankeny at 1802 North Ankeny Boulevard, the Fletcher is this week's sweet deal of the week. Get $50 worth of certificates for only $25. Get this Fletcher sweet deal Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com. Welcome to the Fletcher. You're among friends.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk, and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, We have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M Industrial Pressure Washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Welcome back. It's Jimmy B and TC. Brinson moves aside. We welcome in Wolfgang for a conversation. Wolfgang, weekend in the books, and how'd Iowa do in the Big Ten tournament?
Well, you know what? That's interesting you asked that. I was just thinking about, like, what we're going to talk about, and I'm like, should I be happy now that Michigan won, that Iowa now lost to the team that won it all,
mm-hmm.
could have won, maybe should have won, I don't know how you would say that, but gave them all they wanted. This is a team that beat Michigan State, beat Purdue, and had to go into overtime in order to beat Iowa. I'm deciding to look at this as a positive, but you can also look at it the other way, Trent. You can be like, where was this all year?
Yeah.
Why weren't we competing? Why were we getting blown out by double digits and down 18, 19 points all throughout the year? I'm choosing to look at it in a positive way going in throughout the summer because I want to go watch the primetime. I want to believe that there actually is a chance. Am I going too far there, Trent, in saying maybe there is possibility next year? Maybe one or two players can make a difference, guys that can set up the offense, guys that can hit a three, guys that will come in and be leaders. Am I going too far there? Am I being a homer, Trent?
Yeah, I personally, I'm not a big fan of the, oh, we lost to the team that went on to win it. That means things are all fine. I don't like that mentality. I don't see it. And, you know, for the people, this kind of goes hand in hand with this. There's a lot of people out there that like to beat their chest about conference superiority. And this became a big deal with the SEC winning 7 straight college football national titles. But you're a fan of, I don't know, Mississippi State, Arkansas. You have nothing to do with that. And same thing here, Iowa. All right, they played well. They could have won the game against Michigan. But were they winning 3 more games after that? Were they beating Nebraska, then Michigan State, then Purdue, and they were that close? I don't think so. And then when we get in the NCAA tournament, and I was not going to be there. And if trying to find some kind of rooting interest, that's all well and good. And this is my perspective. I'm fine rooting. All right, the Big Ten has. All right, that's good. You know, that's all well and good. But individually, I find it difficult to root for Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, your real rivals when it comes
yeah.
to that. You know, Purdue, Michigan State, those programs kind of are a different level, especially basketball-wise. It just, that feels different. But for me, and when, you know, I've been, you know, out at bar and watching Big Ten, you know, watching the NCAA tournament, and you got these people rooting for Wisconsin. How can you do that?
Oh,
no, I want
geez.
The Badgers to lose. Maybe that's just me. Where do you sit on that?
No, that's, you know what, I've gone back and forth with that. It's different with, I think, as you know, and I think as I know about you, it's different with me in Wisconsin. It's so hard for me to root for them in any, just because I can't stand their fan base. Part of me is jealous. Part of me goes, man, you know what, they just kind of do it a little bit better than we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They do it a little bit better than Iowa does. They don't have to compete with an Iowa State, all the money, you know, that they raise and all that stuff. Good college, just like Iowa, but I'm a tad jealous.
Yeah.
Of the success that they've had. Not a ton jealous, but a little bit jealous. I'm like, man, we could be that. Iowa could be Wisconsin because we don't have the national rep Wisconsin does with anybody on national radio or national sports talk. It's pretty obvious. But I go back and forth. It's interesting to me that everybody says SEC, SEC. Those fans are the craziest. If you've listened to Feinbaum before, if you ever listened to that, like some of those people call in, I didn't know people like that existed, Trent. Like some of the way they, it's almost like a stereotype. I wonder if the people are joking or they're real. I think some of them are actually real, which kind of scares me. But if you listen to the SEC, it's so hardcore. They're so into their college sports, but yet, do they really root for one another?
No.
Because it seems like they do, Trent.
Yeah.
SEC, SEC.
Right.
You know, I mean, every single time one of them wins, they all do that. It seems weird to me that they are the most dominant conference, you know, quotation marks, but that they all are cool with each other winning national championships. I guess keep it down there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what their philosophy is, Trent.
Yeah, that seems to be at least the thought process, but it's weird. It's weird
but
to
there
me.
But there is part of me that is like, so, like, the Big Ten is catching hell this year, and they should do it, right?
Yes.
They're catching hell from us, and
it's
they
down
should
here.
Be. But plenty of years, there's been plenty of years, and you like to catch me on this because it's my go-to. I like to ask people, well, what makes a good conference? Because I just want to know the parameters, and you put that on me a few months ago, and it was great. Great job out of you. But I don't understand what does make a good conference. Just tell me, and then I can actually decide what does make a good conference. This year, obviously, it kind of stinks from top to bottom. Am I just saying that because Iowa stinks? No. We thought Minnesota would be good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody that knows basketball and saw them last year and saw the talent they had coming back thought that they would be good. Somebody tweeted at me because I thought Northwestern would be good this year. He's like, well, how could you think Northwestern was going to be? I was like, they got a good deal coming back.
Yes.
They made the NCAA tournament last year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and then there's Ohio State. We didn't think Ohio State would be good, and they are good. How good, I'm not sure. I want to watch them some more because I want to see how far I want to take them. But what I'm going with the Big Ten right now, so top to bottom, Big Ten stinks. But if you're listening to some of these national guys, Trent, whether you respect them or don't respect them, you got a guy like Seth Davis. He's saying, and I don't know if this is a joke, you'll have to tell me. Maybe you know him better than I know. I know he's a snob. He's an elitist. You know, whatever. He annoys me, but I also like to hear guys like that's opinions. And he's basically said, yeah, Michigan is a Final Four team. I don't know if he is picking them to the Final Four. I don't know if he has to say, you know, well, I have to see the matchups first, or if he picks 20 teams and says, yeah, that's a Final Four team.
Right.
I understand why people say that. Maybe they're top, but he also said at the end of the game, they could win the national championship. How many teams can you say that about?
Oh, that.
Then you look at, well, then you look at Purdue, Trent. Tons of the national guys like Purdue. Then you look at Michigan State, Dukas. That's his national championship team that he thinks is going to win it all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have, like, the Big Ten has at least three teams now that think they could win the Big Ten, and that's not, or the national championship, that's not even counting Ohio State. Well, I'm just not sure on yet.
Right.
Maybe I was so wrong on them, I'm not willing to admit I was wrong. Maybe.
Well, and Ohio State is still limited in the backcourt. I struggle to see them being able to string together even four straight games and get into a Final Four. They'll be probably a 4-5 seed right in that range. And in fact, with the right matchup, I'd be looking at them maybe getting picked off in the first round. But we're still a week away from that conversation, Wolfgang, and excited about that. So the Big Ten's getting four. Nebraska didn't do their part. They get throttled by Michigan. Penn State had the opportunity, but just couldn't get it done against Purdue in that semifinal. So it's four teams from the Big Ten. It's down this year. And when you mention conference superiority this year, you know, from what it's been, the SEC is very good this year. I'm not sure how good any of those teams really are. Auburn and Tennessee won the regular season title. I'm not picking either of those teams, probably to be in the Sweet 16.
No, I don't think so either. No.
Florida absolutely can. And Florida's a team with enough talent and the way they can shoot it that they can get hot and they can beat anybody. But consistency's been a problem. Kentucky, that young talent, maybe they are figuring it out. And then you get into that middle pack. Arkansas, Missouri, A&M, who's got a lot of talent. They've just been sideways all year. LSU, Alabama, you know, teams like that, they're all okay. And the depth is good this year in the conference. Really, you go 1 through 12, Vanderbilt and Ole Miss aren't very good this year, but 1 through 12, that's an incredibly deep conference. Does it make them the best? I don't think so, because I don't see a realistic national title contender in there. The ACC at the bottom, you got the worst team in Power 5 basketball. It's not close in Pittsburgh. So if you want to throw that in there, well, you know, top to bottom, but that's one bad team. Wake Forest isn't very good, but everybody else is at least decent, you know, at some level. It depends. And then we get into the Big 12 and the depth of that conference. And Iowa State, who was the last place team, and they were four games back of the next teams above them. Four games back. Yet Iowa State beats Texas Tech, beats Baylor,
Oklahoma.
beats Oklahoma, beats West Virginia, throttles West Virginia. You know, those are all nice wins.
But in this, and that's why it's depressing, Trent. That's why what we talked about a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, it's depressing because this would be really fun, I think, the Big 12 tournament, because we'd be able to say Iowa State has a legit shot. They are a pretty good team. I know they're in last place.
Mm-hmm.
Last place in the Big 10 and the Big 12 are different, or in other conferences. The Big 12 is sick. They're probably not going to get 9 in. Is that what it's looking like? They're probably not going to get 9 in, probably 8. Is that what you would say? One of those is going to probably get kicked out.
Yeah.
Or do you know?
Wolfgang,
you think Okie State's going to sneak in with the two Kansas wins?
They very well could. They still have work to do. You can't afford. They have to keep winning. You know, it can't just end here. They got to win in the opening round. And they get Oklahoma in the 8-9 game, which that'll be good. Looking forward to that, see if Oklahoma can continue to right the ship after what they did against Iowa State. Wolfgang, this is something that I continually preach. It's not about bids per conference. It's each team individually. Look at the resume.
We believe that, Trent.
I do. I absolutely do. They don't lock in and say, you know what, we could only give 7 out of this conference because reasons X, Y, and Z. No, each resume is taken individually. Each team is looked at individually. So very well could be 9. And if it's 9, it's because each of those teams' resume put together in its totality deserves to be in. Oklahoma deserves to be in, even if they lose to Oklahoma State. And I know they falter down the stretch and they struggle in the back half of conference play. I get that. But you look at that totality of the resume. And remember, there's not a criteria anymore. Last 10 games, last 12 games, that's not a criteria. And still a reason that I don't think the Iowa team that went to Dayton should have gone to Dayton. If you look at the totality of their resume, but what we're told is that is not a factor anymore. If that's the case, Oklahoma is easily an at-large team. Easily.
So how do we say the Big 12 isn't the best conference if a guy like you that follows the sport, watches tons of games, does sports radio, and they are what you're thinking now is what I'm not going to put words in your mouth. If you had to say right now, you're saying 90% of that conference is getting an NCAA tournament bid.
But that shows depth. That shows depth. And again, it just matters how you talk about a conference as how you measure it. How do you measure it, Wolfgang? And it's different for everybody. Is it national title contenders, Final Four teams, teams that can make the second weekend? Just depth of the conference, top to bottom. How good is it? How good is the top level? How good is it 1 through 10, 12, 14? However, every teams are in there. It depends on everybody. I think the Big 12 is the best conference the way that I look at it because I look at that conference and it's high-level play. But on the other hand, I struggle outside of Kansas finding a team I'm comfortable even putting in the Final Four. Texas Tech.
I'm probably still hanging on to my West Virginia pick earlier in the year. They were going to win it.
I can get that, but that team, the way they struggle offensively winning four straight games, that's what I keep coming back to. And then you just get into the slog of the middle after Kansas, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. So it just...
So you go Tech next, and then TCU's getting healthy, right? So, I mean, there's four teams that wouldn't shock you. I mean, you could say that reasonably, right?
Oh, no. See, that's my breaking off point. I can't see Texas Tech winning four straight games in the tournament.
Okay.
I can't see TCU doing it. I just...
Okay, there's two. Now, you can with Purdue, Michigan... And Michigan State, am I wrong or no?
Yeah, yep.
Isn't that interesting?
So
the Big Ten's right. Six, but the Big Ten has three teams, and you're telling me the Big 12 has one team that could win it all.
And here's the other team that I think is in the mix. People, at least in terms of computer metrics, have the Big East up there. But I look at the ACC, and I can see Virginia, Duke, Miami, North Carolina, NC State, even Va Tech. That's six teams I could see winning four games and getting to a Final Four. So does that make them the best conference? Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, you can even make a case for Notre Dame. If they get in and Bonzi Colson's now healthy, that they could be a team that does it. So it's individual teams that I look at when I'm looking at that part of it. Depends on what you care about. And that's why...
Is this a more fun year to compare conferences? Because I didn't even plan on talking about this, but you're like pumping me up. Now I like want to do research and see which... So you got the Big 12, you got the SEC, you got the ACC. I mean, seriously, so who is it? Give me your best two conferences. It's got to be, the Big 12 has to be one of the two, right?
Yes, yeah, there's no doubt. Big 12, okay. Absolutely. And I still say ACC. And let me bring up what conference RPI. Right now, it is Big 12 at the top, Big East okay. behind it, ACC, SEC, Pac-12, Big 10 in sixth.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. That is interesting. I didn't know I'd get so much into when the Big Ten stinks, actually comparing the other conferences. But it's interesting because, I mean, if the Big 12 gets 90% of their teams in, mm-hmm. but you say no Tech, no TCU, that you can't see them doing the championship, but you got KU, and you said yes, maybe West Virginia, or you're saying no, they falter too much down the end, you said?
I'd let you buy that one. I'd probably sell if we're doing a little buy-sell, but yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be a shocker by any means, absolutely. Yeah, I get okay. where you're going there, yeah, with West Virginia. Gotcha. For me personally, but it happens, I'm not going to be jaw-dropping on the floor. Oh my God, West Virginia's in the Final Four, and this is like George Mason. No, I mean, no, it's nothing like that. But I would personally be surprised by that, but I can see it, yeah.
Should we talk some NFL drafts? We got time.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I think Josh Jackson just ran a little bit ago. 4.49. I'm happy with that. I've been watching that trend. I was worried he was going to run the 4.5. I know 4.49 and 4.5 are basically the same, but it just looks a lot better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was doing tons of drills, Josh Jackson was. And it was fun to watch Mayock and hear Deion Sanders, who's just maybe the best ball like of all time I've ever seen in my life, like at any position. If you're drafting one, because you could go with 1,000 quarterbacks. I mean, you could go with 10 quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Cornerback-wise, who are you going with? He was so far better than anybody I've ever seen in my life, it's not even close.
Yeah.
He made Dan Marino, my favorite quarterback of all time, look like a fool.
He did.
On Thanksgiving. It was pathetic, Trent. So anyway, I'm sitting there watching that, and they're doing defensive back drills. I'm sitting there watching this, and my daughter comes up to me and goes, "What are you doing? You're watching people work out?" "Yeah, I am. I'm watching people work out in their underwear." And I love the draft, Trent. I do. I love it and I hate it. But I'm sitting there watching that. And we've made jokes about this, the 40-yard dash time. And I love it. Where do I go to find the splits? Like Akram Wadley ran a 4.54, I think. What about it? What's his 10-yard dash time? Where do I find that? Because that's what matters.
They're all in there, and you can find it. You got to search for it, but you can find it, and they have basically the list of everybody and what they did in comparison to everybody else, so you can find it. I personally don't know. The underwear Olympics, I don't get into that much.
But you don't like that.
No.
I thought you might like that.
No.
I thought you might like that.
Doesn't do a whole lot for me. I guess my biggest takeaway from over the last day or so was Josie Jewell. Runs a 4.82.40.
Oh, my God.
Here, let me read here. This is from NFL.com. They're winners and losers from yesterday. Loser at the top, Josie Jewell.
Are you kidding me? Because I got excited because I saw he was number two in the three-cone drill.
Well,
number two in linebackers.
Here you go. I'm going to read this to you. The instinctive tackling machine is an outstanding football player, but his disappointing workout highlighted his athletic limitations. Jewell posted a pedestrian 4.82.40 and didn't impress in change of direction drills. Although his game tape suggests he's a terrific player, it's hard to justify a high pick on an inside linebacker that runs slower than a 4.7.40. There it is, Wolfgang from NFL.com. Bucky Brooks.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means about. What does that mean about he didn't impress? The three cone drill, right? That's about change of direction or no?
I have no idea.
He was number two in linebackers. I'm sitting there watching it 20 minutes ago, and they had him number two behind somebody. Maybe there were only two guys that had run it by then.
That well could be the case,
too. That's sad. I love him, Trent. I'd love to watch that guy. But if you watch NFL football,
mm-hmm.
and I know you do, but if a lot of people don't. A lot of people just watch college, and then you watch the pros and how violent it is. Everybody hits like Josie Jewell in the NFL.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what kind of stinks, because I'm like, oh, man. If he's elite of elite in college, look at him hit. He's like every single time on the field, he's the biggest bad arse on the field, and it's harder than anyone. Well, then you watch NFL on Sunday, Trent, and you go, oh, my God, everybody hits like Josie Jewell.
Yeah.
And the faster, level. It scares me. That stinks. Do you think? So what are you thinking? That he's got to be able to make a squad and make some money. He has to be able to.
Yeah. And a couple of things. First of all, he's a middle linebacker. Middle linebackers are not a highly coveted position in terms of the NFL. Most teams feel like they can find middle linebackers. You're looking for edge rushers. You're looking for defensive tackles. You're looking for cornerbacks. Those are the ones that you're looking in the first couple of rounds to find the difference makers there. Josie Jewell's probably going to be, much like Dez King last year, you know, fifth-round draft pick. You know what they're going to find? He's going to go out there, he's going to play football, and, hey, look at this. This is a good football player. Maybe he doesn't have the measurables, but he'll be a good football player. Now, will it translate into him being a Pro Bowler, you know, him making the Pro Bowl and playing? I don't know about that, but he'll be a good football player. And a lot of times, that's enough. That's enough. That's what I think of Josie Jewell. Great collegiate player, and I think he'll be a good NFL player. Maybe not great, though.
But if I'm right on the three code drill, okay, let's say he was the second linebacker. I have trouble believing that now that you're saying he was the biggest loser at the freaking draft. That's unbelievable. But now I'm going to go do research. I'm going to find his 10-yard dash, his 20-yard dash, where they do the splits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about his damn 40-yard dash. So what kind of instincts does he have? How good is he for 10, 20 yards? 40 yards, how many times do linebackers run 40 yards is why I want to see this, is why it means more to me. We grew up watching this stuff and following this stuff and reading the magazine, so we got the 40-yard dash. We all know what's good with a 40-yard dash. I have no idea what's good for 10 and 20 and 30, you know what I mean? So I need to look that stuff up, find out where he ranks in that. Is it just a split-second difference? I mean, is it the smallest of small that doesn't matter? And he makes up for it by how tough he is and what a bad arse he is. There's different things that you look at. And then Akram Wadley running a 4.54, I couldn't believe that. So that's what I want to see, the 10, 20, 30 split with Akram Wadley. We all damn well know speed is no problem with that guy. Zero problem, okay? Whether it's his cutting ability, the timing on his cutting, when he's doing that spin move that nobody can get, speed is the least of his problems. It's unfortunate that he could only get up to whatever he is. I didn't see what he weighed into. Was it? I don't know. I don't know what he weighed in at. I'll go look that up. But it's a little scary that after all these years, he was only able to get up to those, was it 195 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Right, would you say?
Yeah, something.
You know, that's not good enough. And he got 11 bench presses? I could do that, dude. That's not, I mean, you've been with Chris Boyle, for God's sakes. I know a lot of it's just, you know, natural and how you've grown up and how big your bones are. And I get that. I understand. But 11 bench presses, and that's not Chris Doyle's thing, right? Our guys don't necessarily do a great job with that stuff because Chris Doyle knows the bench press is a joke. And I'm sitting here and I watch all this stuff, even knowing it's a joke, Trent. Listen to me. I'm a joke.
All right, jokester, get out of here, all right?
All right. Thanks, Trent. See you, man.
Wolfgang checking in with us, talking a little Hawkeye hoops. Well, we didn't even get into the hoops a whole lot. We ended up talking conferences there with Wolfgang. Also, some NFL there at the end. Always a good time. And that'll do it. We are done for the day. Thanks to everybody out there for listening in. Always appreciate everybody that stops by, gives us a listen. We got a busy day coming up tomorrow with high school basketball. Kicks off tomorrow at 9:30. Will be game number one, Van Meter in the Class 2A quarterfinals. We'll bring that game to you tomorrow afternoon, right after me and Ken will be on the air for an hour, then right into Norwalk in the Class 3A matchup as they're taking on Glenwood in the 4-5 game. Then tomorrow night, we got Johnston going up against Waukee in the 4A quarterfinals. Wednesday morning, it'll be West Des Moines Valley in action. Busy time. Love it. Great basketball. We'll keep you covered all throughout the tournament here on 1700 KBGG. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
The day for everyone to be Irish, St. Patrick's Day, falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Spring is in the air, and it's almost time for another great season of Iowa Cubs baseball at Principal Park. While the players get tuned up for this season at spring training, get yourself ready to enjoy exciting AAA baseball by trying on your short sleeve shirts and eating a couple of hot dogs. The Iowa Cubs are celebrating 50 seasons of AAA baseball in Des Moines this year, so they'll have lots of special promotions, including Iowa Oaks throwback nights, plus fan favorites like Firework Fridays, play catch on the field on Saturdays, and bike to the ballpark and kids run the bases on Sundays. Opening day is Thursday, April 5th with a 3:08 game against Oklahoma City. For a full schedule, check out iowacubs.com and follow the Iowa Cubs on Twitter and Facebook for updates and fun throughout the year. The Iowa Cubs are the next Ticket Tuesday sweet deal. Get a 10 reserve grandstand flex ticket pack, a $140 value for only $70. Use your tickets in any combination for any Iowa Cubs games this season. There's a limited number and they're sure to go fast. Get yours Tuesday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to Comscore total visits.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa. For more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out-of-darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa Chapter. Online, afsp.org/Iowa.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web.